Jock Madut Jock is originally from Sudan. He now teaches history at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles. Jock says Sudan's president has the outlook of the military man that he once was.
He came to power in a military coup in 1989 as a colonel in the army at age 45. He's now 64. And ever since he came to power, the biggest challenge for him has been how to end that brutal and bloody civil war between the North and the South that had been raging since 1983. And he preferred the military solution over any kind of peaceful settlement. He is desperate to avoid the disintegration of the country. He resorted to the use of militias as the way to undermine the rebel support base in the South, and now he's doing the same in Darfur.
Well, how's he been able to survive?
Well, he's personally secretive. He is contradictory. And while many people described him as evil, cold-blooded murderer, it is actually important to note that al-Bashir is pragmatist. He accepts incentives when offered, but he's proud and stubborn. He's the kind of person who responds to confrontation with a lot of rage.
Is this what he wants? I mean, to what extent does he identify himself with Islam? He is a Muslim. He is ethnically Arab from northern Sudan. But how important is his Islamic identity to him?
Extremely important, especially on two accounts. The Islamic identity is very important in terms of the Arab-Islamic fight against Israel and in defense of the Palestinians. President al-Bashir himself fought in the Egyptian army in 1973 on the war against Israel. And he has that connection still. The other way is that Sudan has been pushing aggressively to become an Islamic state itself.
Let me ask you a little bit more about that, Professor. I mean, if he, the president of Sudan, claims to be so loyal to Islam, then why is he encouraging and even sponsoring militias who are killing Muslim tribes in Darfur?
The twist to this when it comes to Sudan is that Islam intersects with race. So if people are co-religionist, you also need to add this element of Arab identity as the criteria for inclusion in the Islamic State. This is one thing that the people of Darfur have begun to object to, the idea that they should be a part of an Arab country. And so race has become a factor in it. You don't need to be just a Muslim. You also need to be an Arab Muslim in order for the identity that Bashir and his cabal want to establish in order for it to succeed in their view.
Do you feel like you have a handle on what drives Sudan's president to these extremes that you've been talking about?
I think it is simply a question of pride in the person of the president himself, that he feels that he has started on this project and will not accept failure, and that an affront with him over on this issue, he takes it personally. And because of his pride, he responds with absolute rage.
All right. Thank you. Speaking to us from Oxford, England, Jock Madut Jock, Associate Professor of History at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you.